2022年8月22日。
August 22, 2022。
星期一。
Monday。
两名身份不明的男子骑着一辆蓝色摩托车。
Two unidentified men on a blue motorcycle。
在光天化日之下。
Under the bright sun。
将一名男子堵在自家车里，当场击毙。
Shoot a man who was blocking his own car。
死者是一名叫弗雷迪·罗曼的记者，遇害时。
The deceased was Freddie Roman, a journalist.
刚刚从位于墨西哥格雷罗州的家门口出发。
Just left my house in the neighborhood of Cerro Alegre in Santiago, Chile.
就在罗曼遇害前53天。
53 days before Romulus was killed.
也就是2022年7月1日。
That is July 1, 2022.
他的儿子布拉迪米尔在附近的奥科提托镇遭人处决。
His son Vladimir was murdered in the nearby town of Ocotito.
到底是什么仇，什么怨
？What is the source of the hatred and resentment？
要将这名记者的一家都杀害了，又是谁制造了这两起残忍的凶杀案呢
？Who killed the reporter and his family, and who committed these two heinous murders？
大家好。
Hello, everyone.
我是九董。
I am Jude Dong.
欢迎收看本期节目《失踪的43名学生》。
Welcome to this episode of the Missing 43 Students.
许多人猜测。
Many people speculate.
这两起命案可能都指向同一个原因。
These two murders may be related to the same reason.
就在罗曼遇害的前几小时。
Just a few hours before Romaine was murdered,
他刚刚发表的一篇报道。
He just published an article.
在报道中。
In the report,
罗曼猛烈抨击了墨西哥雷罗州。
Roman fiercely attacked the Mexican state of Lero.
阿约辛纳帕真相委员会。
IOL New NARPA Truth Committee.
这个委员会是一个独立的墨西哥联邦机构。正在负责调查格雷罗州2014年发生的一起诡异的失踪案。
This committee is an independent federal agency in Mexico responsible for investigating a strange disappearance that occurred in Guerrero State in 2014.
所以，我们的故事还要回到2014年。2014年9月26日。
So, our story has to go back to September 26, 2014.
来自墨西哥格雷罗州
From Guerrero, Mexico.
阿约辛纳帕农村师范学院的100多名学生前往伊瓜拉市
More than 100 students from Iowa New Napa Rural Teachers College went to Eagle City.
参加一系列和平抗议活动。
Participate in a series of peaceful protests.
阿约辛纳帕农村师范学院建于1926年。
Iowa Rural Normal School was founded in 1926.
是一所男校。
A high school.
在历史上一直与学生运动有着深厚渊源。
Historically, it has been closely linked to student movements.
这些准教师们原本计划加入一场即将在墨西哥城举行的示威游行。
These aspiring teachers were originally planning to join a protest march that was to be held in Mexico City.
起初
Initially,
他们试图经由奇尔潘辛哥出发。
They tried to set out from Zerpenzing.
但通往首都的路线已被州政府和联邦当局封堵。
However, the routes to the capital have been blocked by the state government and federal authorities.
于是，他们改道前往伊瓜拉。
So they changed their course and went to Agor.
当时
，At that time,
伊瓜拉市长的妻子正在这里为自己的竞选活动造势。
The wife of the mayor of Agor is here to campaign for her husband's candidacy.
准备争夺下届市长宝座。抵达伊瓜拉后
Upon arriving in Igor, the team set out to compete for the mayoral seat in the next election.
学生们去了当地的汽车站。
Students went to the local bus station.
打算征用几辆大巴。
Plan to use several large buses.
以便前往墨西哥城。
To Mexico City.
需要说明的是
It should be noted that
学生活动人士征用大巴这种做法在当地由来已久。
This practice of students using large buses for travel has been common in this area for a long time.
已经是一种被普遍接受的惯例。
This has become a widely accepted practice.
无论是地方大巴公司还是执法部门
Whether it's a local bus company or law enforcement,
通常都对此睁一只眼闭一只眼。
He often turned a blind eye to it.
然而
However,
接下来发生的事情
What happened next?
却因为讲述者不同而出现了截然不同的版本。
However, due to the different narrators, they have completely different versions.
2015年
2015,
一部名为《阿约辛纳帕：一场国家犯罪的编年史》的纪录片问世。
A documentary titled Ajacina, A Chronicle of National Crime has been released.
收录了部分幸存学生对当晚经历的亲历陈述。
Includes excerpts from first-hand accounts of some surviving students about their experiences at night.
甚至包含了幸存者现场拍摄的影像。
It even includes footage shot by survivors on the scene.
综合这部纪录片中的目击证词和多篇新闻报道
Based on the eyewitness accounts and multiple news reports in this documentary,
那个夜晚的经过大致还原如下
Here is a rough reconstruction of the events of that night.
当晚
That night,
某个时刻
At some point,
学生们从伊瓜拉汽车站征用了几辆大巴，开始。
Students started by borrowing a few buses from the Igor bus station.
沿着胡安恩阿尔瓦雷斯街向北行驶。
Head north on Juan Alvarez Street.
晚上9:30左右。
Around 9:30 p.m.
在尚未到达北环公路之前。
Before reaching the North Ring Road.
学生们遭到警察拦截。
Students are stopped by police.
警方随即对他们开枪射击。
The police then opened fire at them.
一名目击者描述，那个场面
Witness described the scene.
简直像电影里才会出现的。
It's like something out of a movie.
警察从车窗探出半个身子，架起枪。
The police officer leaned out of the car window, aiming his gun.
毫无预兆地对着大巴猛烈扫射。
Suddenly, the bus was shot at with heavy fire.
据估计
According to estimates,
最初的枪击中已有两名学生当场遇难。抵达北环公路后
Two students were killed on the spot after arriving at the North Ring Road.
学生们又遭遇了一辆警车堵路。录像显示
，Students encountered another police car blocking the road, as shown in a video.
学生们高声要求警察放行。短暂
，Students briefly demanded that the police allow them to pass.
对峙之后
，After confronting,
据称学生们曾向警车投掷水瓶和石块。
According to reports, students had thrown rocks and stones at police cars.
警车终于让开，学生们的大巴得以驶上北环公路。
The police car finally gave way, allowing the school bus to enter the North Ring Road.
然而，刚上公路没多久
，However, not long after getting on the highway,
他们又碰上了规模更大的警察封锁线。
They encountered another larger police blockade line.
这一次
This time,
学生们再度下车
Students get off the bus again.
试图和警察交涉
Attempt to negotiate with the police.
请求对方清出通道放行
Request the other party to clear the way and let us pass.
但警方直接向手无寸铁的学生们开枪。
However, the police directly shot unarmed students.
学生们趴倒在地。
Students lie on the ground.
拼命爬向大巴。
Struggling to reach the bus.
后面躲避。
Hide behind.
有人跑进了路边的田野。
Someone ran into the field beside the road.
试图逃跑。
Trying to escape.
又有两人中弹身亡。
Two more people have died.
随后
Subsequently,
越来越多的警察涌来
More and more police officers came.
用武器殴打还倒在地上的学生
Beat a student who was lying on the ground with a weapon.
对他们拳打脚踢
They beat and kicked them.
就在这片混乱中
Midst this chaos,
另一处发生了更荒唐的事
Another incident occurred, which was even more outrageous.
几名身份不明的枪手
Several unidentified gunmen.
错把附近另一辆大巴当成了被学生征用的那几辆，二话不说
Mistakenly thought that the nearby other bus was the same as the few buses that were being used by students.
就开了枪，车上的司机和一名就读高中的足球运动员
The car driver and a high school football player were shot.
当场遇难。
Die on the spot.
附近一辆出租车上的一名女性也未能幸免。
A woman on a taxi nearby also did not escape.
据目击者证词。
According to eyewitness accounts.
这场噩梦从晚上9:30一直延续到翌日清晨。
This nightmare lasted from 9:30 p.m. to the early morning.
期间
During the period,
警察始终没有停止追击
The police never stopped pursuing.
那些逃离的学生，没有人理解警察为什么要这样做。
None of the students who escaped understood why the police were doing so.
毕竟
After all,
征用大巴本就是学生抗议者长期以来的惯常做法。
Using large buses is a long-standing practice of student protesters.
有人感到奇怪的是
Some people find it strange.
附近明明驻扎着军队
There were actually troops stationed nearby.
却始终没有出面保护
However, he never intervened to protect her.
学生
Student.
目击者说
Witnesses said,
枪声完全可以从军营里听到
The gunshots could be heard from the barracks.
第二天早上
The next morning,
警方在路边的田野里发现了一具遗体
Police found a body in a field by the roadside.
是连夜逃跑的学生之一
One of the students who ran away at night.
胡利奥·塞萨尔
Who lie outside Sarer?
蒙德拉贡，他的尸体显示出明显的受酷刑迹象。
Mandela showed clear signs of torture.
面部皮肤被剥去。
The skin on the face is peeled off.
眼球。
Eye.
都被挖出，耳朵和鼻子也在他还活着的时候被割掉。
His ears and nose were cut off while he was still alive.
最终因脑损伤死亡。
Ultimately died from brain damage.
这场与警察的冲突共造成六人死亡。
This conflict with the police resulted in six deaths.
25人受伤。
25 people were injured.
而为什么会遭受如此凶残的暴力
？And why did they suffer such brutal violence?
没有人能给出答案。之后有。
No one can give an answer after that.
目击者称
According to eyewitnesses,
大批学生被警察强行带走。
A large number of students were forcibly taken away by the police.
先押送至伊瓜拉警
First, it will be shipped to Igor.
警察局随后转移至科库拉
The police were subsequently transferred to Kokura.
警察局在科库拉， 据称是副警长塞萨尔·纳瓦·冈萨雷斯下令将学生转运至一个叫旧镇的偏僻农村地带。
According to police, the police station in Cocker allegedly ordered the transfer of students to a remote rural area called Old Town under the order of Deputy Police Chief Cesar Navidens.
学生活动人士指控当局非法关押这批失踪学生，随后将他们移交给犯罪团伙。
Students allege that authorities illegally detained these missing students and then handed them over to a criminal gang.
然而
However,
当局否认，坚称这些学生从未被拘押过。
The authorities denied that these students had never been detained.
在被移交之后
After being transferred,
这些学生落入了一个名为格雷罗联合的墨西哥犯罪组织手中。
These students fell into the hands of a Mexican criminal organization called Guerrero United.
据报道
According to reports,
警方和格雷罗联合都怀疑
Police and Guerrero jointly suspect
这些学生是另一个当地帮派洛斯罗霍斯的成员。
These students are members of another local gang, Los Rochos.
警方卷入此事已令人发指。
The police being involved in this is appalling.
而更多的目击者还声称，墨西哥陆军也参与其中。
Furthermore, more witnesses also claimed that the Mexican army was also involved.
第27步兵营的军事驻地距离枪击事发的胡安·恩·阿尔瓦雷斯街。
The military base of the 27th Infantry Regiment is located near the street where the shooting occurred, Juan and Alvarez Street. However,
过几分钟的路程
a few minutes walk,
这与阿约辛纳帕纪录片中一名幸存者的证词高度吻合。
This is highly consistent with the testimony of a survivor in the documentary Iron Sinner's Story.
那名幸存者描述了军队如何对另一批侥幸逃脱的学生实施审讯。
The survivor described how the military interrogated another group of students who had managed to escape.
这名幸存者说，过了不久。
The survivor said a short time ago.
军队来了。
The army came.
为什么这时候才来？第一波。
Why did you come now?
第二波袭击时不见他们的影子。
They were nowhere to be seen during the second attack.
那些人打那辆和学生毫无关系的大巴。
Those people attacked the bus that had nothing to do with the students.
那辆载着足球队的大巴时。
When the bus carrying the football team was passing by.
他们也没露面。
They didn't show up either.
等军队出现，是在医院里找学生。
I'm looking for students in the hospital, and the military is involved.
还把罪名扣到了学生头上。
He also accused the students.
他们说，你们在做什么？
What are you doing?
学生们回答说，
Students responded that
什么都没做。
Nothing was done.
是警察先开枪的。
It was the police who fired first.
还有伤员需要救治。
There are still patients who need treatment.
审讯过程中
，During the interrogation,
一名军官据称直接称他们为违法分子，说
，According to a military officer, he directly called them criminals.
他们因为平时做的那些事而活。
They live because of the things they do every day.
该遭受眼前的一切。
To endure all this.
说社区早就受够了。
The community has had enough.
他们。更令人愤慨的是。
What is more infuriating is that.
一名已经失血两个多小时的学生在请求接受医治时。
A student who had been bleeding for more than 2 hours was requesting medical attention.
被军方人员命令闭嘴。
Ordered to be silent by military personnel.
始终得不到救治。
Always without treatment.
学生们不断坚持。
Students persevered.
要求军方允许伤员接受治疗。
Demand that the military allow the wounded to receive treatment.
一名官员拨了个电话。
A man made a phone call.
声称救援马上就到。
Claiming that rescue is imminent.
但救援始终没有出现。
But the rescuers never appeared.
收集完所有人的个人信息后。
After collecting all the people's personal information.
军方人员留下一句，别动，警察。
Military personnel left a sentence. Don't move the police.
马上来，转身离开。
Come turn around and leave.
当然，那些刚刚在没有任何理由的情况下。
Of course, those who just happened to be in the right place at the right time.
被警察追了一整夜的人。
The person who was chased by the police all night.
没有人会傻到留在原地。
No one would be stupid enough to stay put.
等着，他们立刻动身，赶往。
Waiting for them to immediately set off to go.
最近的医院，轮流搀扶。
Recently, the hospital has been rotating to help each other.
那名重伤的同学。
The injured student.
因为他已经无法独自行走。
Because he can no longer walk alone.
据被采访的学生描述。
According to the description of the interviewed students,
那名重伤的同学走路一瘸一拐。
A student with a serious injury walks with a limp.
上半截
upper half,
下颌已经缺失。
The lower jaw is missing.
神志恍惚
confused,
意识混乱
confusion of consciousness.
根据调查人员和官方报告
，According to investigators and official reports，
那批被绑架的学生被带到科库拉郊外的一处垃圾场，奉格雷罗联合最高头目西德罗尼奥·卡萨卢比亚斯·萨尔加多之命，就地处决。
Nar kai bay bang ji er de zu shang bay dai dao ki ku lan jai ro wai di chu lan jai chang feng ji lei yu lion yi zu dao tu mu zai de yu o nai ao car sar lu bai he si sar er ji er duo jai ming ji dai chu ji
据称
According to reports
学生的遗体被扔进深坑。
The body of a student was thrown into a deep pit.
浇上柴油和汽
油。I've used up all the diesel.
汽油加上轮胎、木头和塑料一同点火焚。
They are alleged to have participated in setting fire to wood and plastic together.
焚烧，连衣物也一并烧毁。
Burned all the clothes together.
以彻底抹去所有证据。
To completely eliminate all evidence.
火灭之后
After the fire is extinguished.
残余骨骸被砸碎
The remaining bones were shattered.
装入垃圾袋
Put into a trash bag.
随后奉菲利佩·罗德里格斯·萨尔加多的命令倾倒进科库拉的圣胡安河中
Subsequently, according to the order of Felipe Rodrigo de la Fuente, poured into the river San Juan in Cocora.
事后
Afterwards,
吉尔达多·洛佩斯·阿斯图迪略向卡萨卢比亚斯·萨尔加多发去一条短信，写道：我们把他们化成了灰，把灰扔进了水里。
Regildo Dalux sent a message to Carcer Lubis Salgado saying that they had turned them into ashes and thrown them into the water.
当局永远找不到他们。
I can never find them.
阿斯图迪略是格雷罗联合的二号人物。
Astudio is the second in command of Guerrero Lintz.
据称
According to reports,
参与杀害学生的帮派成员
Members of the Sai Pai gang who participated in the murder of students,
包括帕特里西奥·雷耶斯·兰达
including the Order of Patricio Reyes,
乔纳森·奥索里奥·戈麦斯和阿古斯丁·加西亚·雷耶斯
Paul Morno and Garcia Reyes,
其
according to reports,
中雷耶斯·兰达供认
Rayland admitted.
他亲手向四名学生的颈部开枪。
He personally shot four students in the neck,
并提供了用于处理遗体的黑色垃圾袋。
And also provided black garbage bags for handling the remains.
然而
，However，
43名失踪学生的父母拒绝相信官方所称学生已全部遇难的结论。
43 parents of missing students refused to believe the official conclusion that all the students have been dead.
他们认为
，They believe that
儿子们还活着。并认定政府是想急于结案。
The sons are still alive and believe that the government is trying to rush to close the case.
以平息社会舆论的强烈谴责。
The strong condemnation to quell public opinion.
这推动了后续多轮更深入的调查和大规模搜寻行动。
This prompted further in-depth investigations.And large-scale search operations by Toronto,
并在此过程中陆续发现了多处乱葬坑。
And in the process, several pits were discovered.
由于从发现的遗骸中进行 DNA 比
，due to DNA comparison from the discovered remains,
对鉴定难度极大
，very difficult to identify.
联邦政府专门邀请了奥地利因斯布鲁克大学的国际知名法政专家团队介入协助。
Their government specifically invited a renowned forensic expert team from the University of Innsbruck, Austria, to assist.
然而
，However，
时至今日
，Today，
43名学生中
，43 students，
仅有三人的身份得到确认。
Only three identities have been confirmed.
亚历山大·莫拉·韦南西奥、克里斯蒂安、
Alexander Morivanu、
阿方索·罗德里格斯以及霍希瓦尼·格雷、
Alfonso Rodrigo and Jose Neger、
罗德拉、
Butler、
克鲁斯、
Cruz、
伊瓜拉43名学生遇害案、
Igara Massacre
在全球范围内引发了强烈反响。
It has caused a strong reaction worldwide.
并在墨西哥各地掀起了大规模抗议浪潮。这起事件之所以格外引人关注，在于它清晰地揭示了有组织犯罪与地方政府，包括警察系统乃至军队之间深度勾连的程度，远超此前任何一起腐败丑闻。案件调查至今仍未终结，已成为墨西哥历史上最受关注的悬案之一。随着调查深入，多名重要涉案人员相继落网。截至目前，此案共有逾111人被捕，其中2018年12月之后的多起逮捕行动主要得益于真相委员会的调查工作。这一联邦机构由时任总统安德烈斯·曼努埃尔·洛佩斯·奥弗拉多尔在新当选后不久设立。或许听到这儿，你要问，那为什么故事的一开头记者弗雷迪·罗曼会被人当街射杀呢？这或许就是本案中最令人震惊的一点。在调查的过程中，有消息指出墨西哥陆军深度卷入了此案。一位名叫巴勃罗·莫鲁加雷斯的记者声称手中握有军方参与袭击学生的确凿证据。然而就在第一名军方官员被捕前四个月，2020年8月2日，莫鲁加雷斯遭人杀害。记者弗雷迪·罗曼是巴勃罗·莫鲁加雷斯的挚友，巴勃罗·莫鲁加雷斯所说的证据被怀疑就藏在着弗雷迪·罗曼手里，因此他也没有躲过这一劫。此后，其他多名指证军方的目击者已被纳入证人保护程序。面对这场骇人听闻的暴行，一个问题始终无法回避：学生们究竟为什么会遭受如此对待？官方说法是，市长何塞·路易斯·阿瓦尔卡担心学生会冲击妻子的竞选活动，于是先发制人，命令警察将他们拘押。另一个说法是，当局认定学生是黑帮的成员才出手打压。然而，美洲人权委员会在2015年组织的一个专家小组经过长达六个月的独立调查后明确得出结论，所谓将学生误认为帮派成员的说法在科学上根本不成立。还有人认为学生可能因为拒绝向当地黑帮缴纳保护费而惹祸上身，但这个说法同样站不住脚。如果真是这样，该帮派大可向整所学院敲诈勒索，而不必对着一小撮学生动手。在所有流传的说法里，记者阿纳贝尔·埃尔南德斯提出的那个版本看起来最接近真相。他指出，学生们征用的大巴里有两辆暗中运载着海洛因。 埃尔南德斯称，一名大毒枭下令第27步兵营的上校截获那批毒品，而学生和目击者不过是被当作附带损害清除掉的。整件事随后遭到政府掩盖，这也正是军方介入如此难以得到证实的原因。这个说法与另一条来自美墨毒品走私网络的线索形成了呼应。美国缉毒局芝加哥分局特工马克·朱弗雷曾表示，他们的办公室掌握了一条在芝加哥与伊瓜拉之间长期运营的海洛因、可卡因和现金走私通道。走私者惯用的手法是将毒品藏在特制的大巴保险杠夹层里，密封处理以躲避检查。根据全球打击跨国有组织犯罪倡议的报告，墨西哥是全球犯罪问题第四严重的国家，也是美洲第二危险的国家，仅次于哥伦比亚。哥伦比亚、刚果和缅甸的犯罪程度超过墨西哥。根据2023年2月的一项数据统计，全球最危险的六座城市全部位于墨西哥境内，塞拉亚高居榜首，其次是蒂华纳。伊瓜拉大绑架案是墨西哥历史上最错综复杂也最令人震惊的案件之一，时至今日调查仍未画上句号。我们唯一能做的是希望有朝一日43名失踪学生的家人们能够等到真正的答案，等到那些仍逍遥法外的人受到应有的惩处，等到一个迟来的哪怕残缺的交代。节目的最后提醒大家，马上6月11日美加墨世界杯就要开始了，去现场看比赛的球迷自己要多注意安全，保护好自己的生命财产安全。最后，阿根廷将是冠军。好了，我们下期节目再见，拜拜。
And caused a large scale